Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Jeffrey Seelman back with us, professional clearing expert, teacher, author, psychic, and exorcist. After serving in the United States Air Force, thank you, Jeffrey, he studied metaphysical thought and philosophy during the 1980s. In 1982, Jeffrey brought his services to the public. Jeffrey clears negative emotional energy as well as negative spirits from individuals, living environments, property, and businesses, and also teaches individuals how to protect themselves from the effects of negative emotional energy generated by living people, negative and demonic spirits, and methods to keep ourselves, families, and homes and businesses free and clear of accumulated negative emotional energy from the past and present. And his, several of his books include Power Protection, Moving Energy. We're going to talk about one of his latest works called Bad Spirits on the Internet. Jeffrey, welcome back. How have you been?
George, I've been great. Thanks so much for having me back on the show.
I cannot believe how bad it is out there with negative energy, Jeffrey, but it's everywhere, isn't it?
It's worse than ever, George. Last time we talked about this, the same thing, and here we are, so much worse. People are not getting along. Countries are not getting along. Leaders are not getting along. Families are breaking up, and this is all due to negative emotional energy generated by people and also negative spirits and demonic spirits as well.
Well, let's point those out tonight and tell people how they can cope with this and fight it off to be sure. How did you get involved in this a long time ago?
I was born with psychic ability. Psychic ability is nothing more than perception. We all have some. We're all very perceptive. I had a lot of unusual experiences when I was growing up. I was able to see spirits. I was able to feel emotional energy around me in the classroom, which made me kind of uncomfortable, and so I kind of shut my mouth about it a little bit. It was not real popular with the teachers at the time back in the 1960s when I was growing up. And so during high school, didn't mention it, went into the Air Force after high school, did not really mention it at all to anybody. After I got out, the psychic ability was running strong, and I started studying different kinds of comparative religions, the nature of good and evil, spirit communication, a lot of different kinds of concepts and ideas. And I brought the whole thing to the public later on, very early, about 1990 or so when I brought it to the public. I was involved with a group that was kind of interested in this kind of thing. A couple of them had some problems, and they had no way to solve them. They asked me to do it, and I solved them very quickly by going into their living environments and clearing out some very negative emotional energy and also negative spirits. They were so impressed. They said, you know, Jeffrey, you got to take this to the public. And I did. I started out with a small ad in the newspaper, and that led to an appearance on the only television show that was on at the time that dealt with psychic anything. It was called sightings. And I did a really interesting exorcism in a condominium where three young ladies were having, young professional women, actually were having terrible problems. They were seeing shadows behind their shower curtains, waking up with indentations next to them in their beds. And it's a three-bedroom thing. All of them had separate bedrooms. And so I did that, and I was successful. They let me, the cameras let me do my own thing, and I it kind of went on from there. Just became more well-known, did a lot of radio shows, national TV shows, and a lot of clearings, George. You know, a lot of clearings of people, property, and also businesses. And here I am all these years later doing the same thing, except for now things are really bad. You know, before it was kind of like once in a while type of thing, and I was working in the daytime, and now I'm doing this full time, and I have been for quite a while.
Jeffrey, have you ever been hurt emotionally or psychically by some of these demonic forces?
It's a good question, George. I have, but it's always been when I'm not working. When I'm working, I am always looking out for it. And so my guard is up. My defenses are up. But when I'm out and just, you know, having a good time, I go to concerts, I'm a music collector,
mm-hmm.
I go to festivals, all this kind of thing, I have been hit a few times by demonic spirits. I gave a speech and stayed overnight at a haunted mansion one time against my better judgment, but I did anyways. It's kind of a famous place, and I slept overnight there for a couple of nights, and the second night I woke up and there was this weird creature above me singing a very, very awful lullaby. And that was kind of a spell or kind of a incantation, and I just felt terrible for about 3 days, and that was real scary.
Tell us about bad spirits on the internet, and how did you key in on that?
Bad spirits on the internet, I wrote just in the last couple of months. It's an essay about how negative emotional energies affect every one of us when we're on the internet, and how these emotional energies can be amplified by other living people, by different forces in the media, meaning just things that we read and see and videos we see on the internet, news I'm talking about, but also negative spirits and demonic spirits, which have a vested interest in amplifying our emotional energies so we get angrier and angrier at our fellow human beings. And Bad Spirits on the Internet was written so that people understand that there are some minds behind the minds, our minds, that we're not always alone when we think we're alone. And so it goes into this kind of philosophy, which is my belief that we're not always alone when we're on the internet, that sometimes we're being propelled by the anger of other people. Sometimes we're being propelled by the anger of negative spirits, which are just people who are dead and have a bad attitude. They continue to do negative things after they have passed on. And then there is such a thing as demonic spirits. And demonic spirits are a whole different level of being. They're sort of the counterpart of angels, and they can put a huge amount of emotional energy into our body's energy fields by throwing their rage and anger at us and amplifying our anger and making a little thing out to be a big thing, and pretty soon we're warring against each other. And Bad Spirits on the Internet gives a couple of techniques and methods for people to use in order to stop that from happening. We can defend ourselves against negative emotional energies and negative spirits. We just have to know the techniques. We have to know the science, and I call it non-physical science. Bad spirits on the internet also goes into a little bit about my personal history as well, just a small part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It also goes into the history of communication and things like social media and how social media can be very enlightening but also very dangerous.
Yeah, they were talking last week with a study about how social media has caused massive depression in young people.
Absolutely. I think that for some people, it was their first library card. And so that there's nothing else to look at besides, you know, we studied many books when we were young, all different kinds of opinions, all different kinds of angles towards things. But on the internet, we don't know what is real and what is not real. What people are saying, is it factual or is it not factual? And so that's one problem right there. And also being overwhelmed by information and communication from people that we would never run into normally in our daily lives. But people kind of gather in these groups on the internet and also social media, and we're just not used to it. You know, I kind of likened it in the essay, Bad Spirits on the Internet, to the early party line of the telephone, George. You know, it's kind of like we're just not quite used to the internet yet. It's still new technology. I was working for an internet company back in 2000 in the daytime. I was doing StarQuitter at night. And the very first thing they taught us was the internet is nothing more than a group of computers hooked together. Nothing more than a group of computers hooked together. So that means everybody is in our living room all of a sudden.
That's right. That's right.
That's really dangerous.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now, when you talk about these bad spirits, are they literally inside or outside?
Essentially outside. There's such a thing as possession, and we have talked about that. But I think that spirits don't need to be inside of us in order to affect us. All they have to do is focus in on us, focus in on us when we are on the internet, and they throw rage and anger at us. It's kind of like, a good example would be if we're in a store and we're in a line and we suddenly feel something behind us. And it may be the person standing behind us. I think everybody might be able to relate to this one. Somebody standing behind us that wishes we had less stuff in our shopping cart. And it's true. And so we feel these eyes boring into us, these feelings boring into us, like, I just, you know, wish you weren't there. Then I could get through the line much quicker and get out of here. It's just human nature. But also that some people do it deliberately, try to amplify or anger some people who have lots of different, maybe YouTube channels or whatever. And I'm not knocking YouTube. I have my own YouTube channel, but it can be used for good or for ill. And also, with negative spirits and also demonic spirits, two different kinds of spirits, that essentially that they can focus in on people that are making important decisions. They can focus in on people that are getting angrier and thinking about maybe doing something about it, and throwing their rage and anger at us just like a human would. So we know if we're standing in a room and somebody around us is feeling angry. We all have had that experience where people are getting angry and we feel it and we know it. We can just tell that person is angry. But they haven't said anything. The same thing is true with people. The same thing is true with spirits. That spirits, they're not stupid. They're just us when we don't have a physical body. And some of them have bad intentions. And they love to be frivolous. They love to, the negative ones. Most spirits are good, by the way. But the negative ones are plentiful. And they will attack human beings. And one way to do it is for them not to be seen, of course. We can't see non-physical things, usually. And they throw their own anger and their own rages, whether they're real or not. They simply get angry. Right. They feel angry. And so negative spirits are extremely unhappy. Negative people are extremely unhappy, even if they act happy. And they're throwing their rage and anger out there, which is amplifying our rage and anger, kind of like a lightning rod effect one might get with road rage. You know, that we're driving down the road and somebody, you know, does something, they cut us off or whatever it's going to be, and suddenly we all turn into these mad killers. It's like, I want to kill that guy, you know. And I'm just using an example of how we think when we're driving, you know. It's kind of like, how can they do that? We get really angry.
Right, or they chase them or something like that.
Absolutely. And just the average nice person suddenly gets really angry. And that really is like the lightning rod effect, I call it, you know, where essentially somebody else can get their emotional energy through our defenses, which very often we have none, and activate our emotional energies for good or for ill. The good stuff we don't have to talk about here. The negative stuff is what is important. And so the negative stuff can be activated, and suddenly we're full of anger and rage, and we can possibly act upon it. Especially people that really are not well grounded, are not very stable. And so I'm not speaking about everybody, but there's enough people out there, and I think everybody can probably relate to getting angry when they read something on the internet, when they see something, a video, some kind of news report, and they get really, we get angry. We all do. It's human nature.
I used to have a buddy who passed away a few years ago, Jeffrey, who would send me clips of every internet thing that he saw that was negative. And he was just into that. And I kept telling him, John, don't send me this stuff. I don't want to see it. But he seemed obsessed with it. Is that part of what you're talking about?
Absolutely. I think that the human race generally, I'm speaking generally, we're obsessed with negativity right now. We're obsessed with hatred. We're obsessed with our differences. All these kinds of things. We could go on and on about it, what we're obsessed about and what we're angry about, but we certainly are angry. And, of course, I am generalizing here, but just the human race itself, we're going through some kind of big change right now, George. And we are as a people, as a human race, we are very angry right now. We're also very frightened, and we have good reason to be. A lot of things are going on in our world right now that is not pleasant, and a lot of people are losing their jobs, and we don't know our directions. We're worried about climate issues and things like that. And so there's a lot of reasons for people to be scared and a lot of reasons for people to be angry, and I understand that anger. The issue is to not let it get out of control, and we have let it get out of control.
How can you use the internet, Jeffrey, without being bombarded by these psychic vampires and demonic forces?
There's only one way to do it, George, and that is that we, each of us, need to protect ourselves and learn how to create a stronger energy field. If we create a stronger energy field with a couple of simple techniques, then what we see, which is probably going to be negative because most, say, news outlets don't report anything positive. It's all negative, and it's 24 hours a day. And so we need to strengthen our energy fields, even just a little bit. And it's really easy, and it's scientific, and that way it blocks out the negativity. It doesn't stop anybody from understanding what they're seeing or anything. So it's not some jaded way of looking at things. It's a way of simply not letting other people's negative emotional energies and what they're saying or what they're reporting get to us, or what we're reading, you know, so that we read it with a better eye, a stronger sense of who we are. That this is somebody's opinion, not necessarily fact. And, we, you know, everybody's got an opinion out there. We walk into a library, and it's a hall of opinions, really. You know, we have facts, and we have opinions. We have nonfiction and fiction. And so the same is true of the internet. Everything we see is not necessarily a fact. Some of it is just people's opinions. Mm-hmm. We have to learn the difference and discern that. But the way to really stop it all is to simply strengthen our energy fields and become stronger and stronger, each one of us as human beings. That's what I do when I teach people how to do that through my different lessons I have.
Now, most people use the internet, but if you don't, is this still an issue for them?
Oh, certainly. Negative spirits don't care about the internet, as far as they'll attack anybody. And so they'll attack a child in their cradle. And so they'll look for people who are alone and trying to avoid every little bit of media, every little bit of electronics, every little bit of anything. And it's not going to work, because negative spirits hone in on people that have problems. They focus in on people that are vulnerable. And so the internet itself really doesn't have a lot to do with it. But most of us are on the internet. The internet's not going anywhere. I am not somebody who really believes that it should, you know, just like the telephone was a great invention, but we had to, you know, get used to it. We had to get used to party lines first, kind of like we have right now with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the internet is here to stay. And I'm one of these psychics that's a little bit different. I know a lot of psychics, and a lot of them kind of shy away from internet stuff, and I'm not one of those people.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.